जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय गौर प्रेमानंद हरे कृष्णा
हरे
राल वेलकम फॉर Saturday morning, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita class at ISKCON, Balaram Desh. We are reading from Madhya Leela, chapter 21, the process of devotional service. Chapter 22, process of devotional service. This section is the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Shripad Sanatana Goswami, and three subject matters are under discussion in three chapters, 21, 22 and 23. 21 is Sambandh Gyan, 22 is Abhidhe, and 23 is Priyojan. So three, Gauriya Vaishnava Siddhanta, they are described in these three chapters, 21, 22 and 23. So we are in a section in which the process of devotional service is described. And last Saturday we discussed the 26 qualities of a devotee. So anybody who is practicing devotional service, these qualities automatically manifest in the personality of that devotee. And then to support these 26 qualities, Kaviraj Goswami is quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam. Last time we discussed this verse, Titiksha Karunika. This is the verse spoken by Kapil Dev to Mother Devahuti, the qualities of a devotee. Devotees are always tolerant, Titiksha, forbearing, Karunekaha, very merciful, so has the Sarvadehina. They are all well-wisher of every living entity, they follow the scriptural injunction, and because they have no enemies, they are very peaceful. They are the decoration of a devotee. Sadhava Sadhu Bhushanam, they are the ornaments of a saintly person. Ajata Shatru, they have no enemy. This we discussed last time. Then there is another verse quoted from 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and this is the teaching of Jada Bhartato Rahugan. This is the last section of the 5th canto, and this verse goes Mahat Sevan Dwaram Ahor Vimuktesh Tamo Dwaram Yoshitam Sanghi Sangam Mahantaste Samachitta प्रशांता विमन्यवः स्वर्दः साधवो ये. It is the verdict of all Shastra and the great personality that service to a pure devotee is the path of liberation. Mahat sevyam dwaram ahur muktim vimuktim. Muktim not vimuktim is special liberation. There is only the one way is by rendering service to the saintly persons. By contrast, if we don't do that, association with materialistic people who are attached to the material enjoyment and woman in path of is the path of darkness. Tamodwaram, darkness. Yoshitam Sangi Sangam, those who are attached to the worldly enjoyment. Those who are actually devotees are broad-minded. Mahatmanastu samachittaha. Samachitaha. They are equal to everyone. They are brown binding. Equal to everyone. And very peaceful. Prashanta. They never become angry. Vimanvaha. So here's the well-wisher of everyone. Vimanvaha, without anger. There's a new word for the anger. To be free from anger. Vimanvaha. Vimanvaha. Anybody, I learned this word is free from anger. Vimanvaha. Vimanvaha. Manyavaha. Vimanvaha. This is a new word. Free from anger. And they are friendly to all living entities. So this is the verse quoted to support that the devotee has good qualities. Now today's verse, we are starting verse 83. Krishna bhakti janam mool hai sadhu sanga. Krishna prema janme tehu puna mukhya anga. So this is the exclusive bottom line for cultivation of devotional service. From the beginning, throughout the process, even after perfection, the singular, exclusive, most important, or only important factor is the association of devotee. Bhakti, I say Krishna Bhakti Janma. Krishna Bhakti Janma means the birth of Krishna Bhakti. Moola, it means the root of that, or the principle, hai sadhu sangha, the association of devotee. The root cause of devotional service to Lord Krishna is association with advanced devotees. Krishna prema janme, if one awakens his dormant love of Krishna. Actually, Krishna prema janme, it says janme, janme means there is already there. Krishna prema is there. When it is awakens, even when one's dormant love for Krishna awakens, Prabhupada is in translation like this, tehu punha mukhya anga, still the association with devotees is the most essential, even after that. So the association is the beginning of devotion, janma. Association is needed throughout the devotional process. Even after perfection and awakening of Krishna prema, association is important. It means in Goloka Vrindavan, when we reach there, still they have to be in a group of devotees. And there are always, there are youth of the devotees. Youth means the groups of the devotees. And they need association of one another there also. And as he could have only those people who can enter into the Goloka Dham, those who follow the eternal associate of Vrindavan Dham. That's what they call Raga Marge. Raga means Raga Anuga. Those who are Raga Atmik, we follow them, then we become Raga Anuga. There is Raga Atmik and Raga Anuga. These two words. Rag Atmik means which are naturally attached to Krishna. And Rag Anuga means those who follow, those who are attached naturally to Krishna. They are called Rag Anuga. So eternal associate of Krishna, they are Rag Atmik. Anybody who follow their footstep, he becomes Rag Anuga. So there is a Rag Anuga Sadhan Bhakti and then there is an automatic Rag Anuga Bhakti. So even after perfection, we need the association of devotees. So the single most important factor in the life of devotee is association of devotees. So how much important really is the association of devotee? We must really value the importance of a devotee association. It's very rare. Of the millions of people on this planet, hardly there are 0.0001% Krishna bhaktas. So how much rare it is the association of Krishna bhakta. We should really value it and take full advantage of this. This is the most important verse. Now the next verse is quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 51 chapter. It means somewhere in Dwarka Leela. भवापवरगो भ्रमतो यदा भव भवेज जनस्यत्र हि अच्युत सतसमागमः सतसंगमयो यरहि तदैव तदगतो प्रावरस्य परावरक्षेत्रै जायते रतिः. ओ माय लाइफ, ओ इनफॉलेबल सुप्रीम पर्सन, व्हेन अ पर्सन वांडरिंग थ्रू आउट द यूनिवर्सेस बिकम एलिजिबल फॉर लिबरेशन from material existence, he gets an opportunity to associate with devotees. When he associates with devotee, his attraction for you is awakened. You are the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, the highest goal of the topmost devotees, and the Lord of the universe. This quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 51 chapter, 53 verse. So which is the 51 chapter? What is 51 chapter? In Krishna book? So he is speaking this verse. 51 party. You have to find out who is speaking this. As a speaker we must know the Bona. If we know really who is speaking, then it will be more. 50, chapter 50 will be 51. This is the Dwarka Leela, somewhere at the end of the Mathura Leela, at the beginning of the Dwarka Leela. Who is speaking this point of? The best procedure, I mean, we are going in a fast track. The best is whatever verse come, we find out that book and read that verse. Then it will be more clear why this is quoted by Kaviraj Goswami. That is the. I think there is some Bengali nice Vaishnava devotee. He has commented on all these verses which are quoted in Chaitanya Chaitanya.
The title of the deliverance of Muchukunda.
It means this is the verse spoken by Muchukunda, most probably. It means it is the end of the Mathura Leela, the Kali Yuga following Krishna and Muchukunda, deliverance of Muchukunda by Krishna. So this is the prayer by Muchukunda.
It mentions here, it also relates the conversation between Muchukunda and Lord Krishna.
Yes, so this is Muchukunda is offering his prayer to Sri Krishna. That is only by the association of devotee that one can, when his time of liberation is ready, it means then Krishna will arrange some devotee to appear and help him. So how one can be delivered from this material world? When Krishna really blessed him with the association of devotee. So Muchukunda, whose association Muchukunda got, then he was delivered. Demigods, you were working, demigods are Vaishnavas. So he was serving demigods. And then they gave him benediction that you go and take rest, now you are tired. Anybody who disturb you will be killed. So anyway, this is what the Muchukunda has that association. You found it? So this is the Krishna as a Ranachod. Krishna as a Ranachod means he is running from the battlefield. So the verse is last, and it is, can you find the verse 50, chapter 51, verse, also the verse 53. Because this chapter has also Rukmani there.
The translation is, when the material life of a wandering soul has ceased, O Achyuta, he may attain the association of your devotees. And when he associates with them, there awakens in him devotion unto you, who are the goal of the devotees and the Lord of all causes and benefits.
So see the difference. This is the translation by Prabhupada, Chaitanya Chaitanya. That is the translation by the disciples of Prabhupada. There is a difference between the translation. And is it this translation? Is the difference between the two? I am reading this. O my Lord, O infallible Supreme Person, when a person wandering throughout the universe becomes eligible for liberation from material existence, he gets an opportunity to associate with devotees. Is it like this?
It says, material life of a wandering soul has ceased, who Achyuta, he may attain the association of devotees.
So, I'll say, there's a different paraphrase. So usually whoever quoted anywhere, they have quoted if anything of Prabhupada. So this is a quote, this is Prabhupada's own translation. Anyway, the translation is same, but this is, you could see the difference of words. So this is the Mochakunda is requesting, praying to Supreme Lord. Okay, so we must know who is praising, otherwise it has no purpose from reading the verse. So this is Mochakunda is saying, it's by association of devotees. So anybody who is liberated is only by the mercy of the devotees. Not by mercy of God, but by mercy of devotees. Because actually Krishna arranged this, but Krishna never takes the credit. He always wants to give credit to the devotee. This is Krishna's special strategy of action. He does everything, but he gives credit to his devotees. So he sends some saintly person to give association to the devotees. So the next verse is also from Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter 2. Atta atyantikam kshemam prachamo bhavato vanagha samsaryasmin chanarbhopi satasangat sevadhinranam. This is the question asked by Maharaj Nimi to first Yogendra, Kavi. This is now Yogendra's first question. O devotees, O you who are free from all sins, it means he's addressing to the now Yogendras, to all nine Yogendras he's addressing. Let me inquire from you about which is the supremely auspicious for all living entities. First question. Atyantikam shriya. Atyantikam kshemam. Atyantikam means supreme, kshemam means auspicious. Very similar question asked by the sages in Naimasharana. What is Shriya for all? This is a very similar question asked. What is Shriya? You know what is Shriya? Atyantam Kshema means most auspicious. Or Shriya. What is Shriya for all the people? What is Shriya for all the people? There are two words, Shriya and Priya.
Taking
shelter of Krishna. Priya means what I want. Shriya means what Krishna wants. You take it like this. Priya means what I like and Shriya means what Supreme Lord wants. So really what Lord wants, that is Shriya. Common sense I say Priya for a patient with diabetes, Priya is Gulab Jamun. But for him Shriya is Karela. So this is simple explanation. What is the definition of Priya and Shriya? So what really we want, Priya or Shriya? So Shriya means what Krishna likes and Priya means what we like. So this is what actually, what Kavi, you tell me, and who is really listening this dialogue? Here Narada is speaking and Vasudev, Devaki and the elderly members of Yaduvans are hearing this narration, which was originally spoken by now Yogendra to Maharaj Nimi. So this is the most, and this is called Bhagavad Dharma. And Śrīla Prabhupāda has a common series of lectures in this section of Bhāgavatam in New Vrindavan, and the book was published, Bhāgavad Dharma Discourses. And when Śrīla Prabhupāda used to have big pandal program, he used to publicize it, Bhāgavad Dharma Discourses. So this is Bhāgavad Dharma. So, O devotee means now Yogendra, O you who are free from all sins, for you who are free from all sins, anangha, agha means pap, anagha means free from all pap, all sins. Let me inquire from you about which is supremely auspicious for all living entities. Association with a pure devotee for even half a moment in this material world is greatest treasure for human society. So what he's saying, I am so fortunate that I got the association of you people. So please, now, so what is, it means, the sense of this verse is, if we associate with devotees, how can we will be benefited? We ask from them, we inquire from them. So this verse is, the theme of this verse is, It is fortunate to get action of devotees, but only it is fortunate when we inquire from devotee the transcendental inquiries or Krishna Katha. Then it is helpful. Otherwise, going to the pilgrimage class, taking bath and not having action of devotee and coming back is like Gokar Samanaha. It's like just animal going and taking bath and coming. So most important, it is a jokingly they say, if from lemon, if you squeeze, then you get the juice. From a businessman, you want to get, you squeeze, then you will get some money. बनिए को निचोड़ेगा तो पैसा निकलेगा, नींबू को भी दबाएगा तो पैसा नहीं, एंड साधु को भी प्रेस करेगा तो नॉलेज निकलेगा. We should be intelligent enough to really extract. Prabhupada used to say, I am a milking cow. You take me where you take me, and you will get milk. So it's like Asajana Sadhu is only significant when we take full advantage of that. That's what this verse is speaking. Narada is coming every day there, but Vasudev was eager to ask, how can really I be delivered? I have Krishna, my son. But even after getting Krishna, I wanted to enter a middle life. I have three times got Krishna as son. Now I really want to be delivered and go back, you know, to my swarup. So what can I do? So Narada said, if I speak myself, what do they may think? I am the great devotee of Krishna, I may only favor him. So he said, no, I am quoting now Yogendra. That will be authentic discourse which Maharaj Nimi heard. So this is the quotation, the first question. And there are nine questions asked, and each Yogendra answer one question in a series of verses. So this is answered sometime. I don't know, the good study should be done for this whole section as a Bhagavad Dharma discourses. All questions are very good questions. And find out the Prabhupada's lectures and do some time study. Very last time, Brahmacharya and Panchavi Bhag, they were having a full day section from 10 to night 10, almost, on only four verses, particularly, what is the relation of disciple with Guru. In this section, there are certain verses, and they prepared there a whole day, they just went out from the temple in some place and discussing all that. This is the most important section, actually, in 11th canto, this teaching of Navayogendra. And remembering name of Navayogendra and what are the questions asked. And so somehow if one person does little work and then put all these things in, then everybody will be benefited. So next verse is verse 26, again quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 25th chapter. It means teaching of Kapil Devata Devotee. A most important chapter which Prabhupada has given a series of lectures and a book printed as Teaching of Lord Kapilde. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavantih chakana rasayana katha tajoshanada sir apavarga vartamani Sharadharati Bhakti Anukram Mishyati. The spiritually powerful message of Godhead can be properly discussed only in the society of devotees, and is greatly pleasing to hear in that association. If one hears from a devotee, the way of transcendental experience quickly opens, and gradually one attains firm faith. There in due course develops into attraction and devotion. So attraction means rag. Attraction means asakti. The asakti stage. Asakti stage is the stage with of Madhyam Adhikari Bhakta. One reaches to the asakti, then it's called Madhyam Adhikari. So nishtha, ruchi, and then asakti. So you become attracted. Shardha Rati, this is Rati. Here word is Rati stage. Rati Bhakti, Rati Bhakti. So he reaches to the higher devotion only by association of devotees. This quotation from Srivad Bhagavatam for an explanation, see Adi Leela 160. Same verse is quoted there, so it is quoted here. Now, Chaitanya Kaviraj Goswami is saying, Asatta Sangatyag Ei Vaishnavachar Istri Sangi Ek Asadhu Krishna Bhakta Ar. Now this is the positive aspect of devotional service. Now is a negative side one should not do. So this is like doctor finding the diagnosis of a patient, then he prescribes medicine and then also he says, don't do this. So there is also most important. So this is the death words Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Asat Sanga Tyag. Asanga Sat Sanga Sat Tyag. A Vaishnava Achar. The behavior of Vaishnava is that he is not associating with the people who are Asat means worldly minded. So Asat Sanga Tyag, rejection of association of non-devotees. Sat Asat. Sat means Satam. This word is Sat means Satam. Satam means devotees. Satam Prasangam. This Satam means devotee. Asat means non-devotees. So one should get the behavior of the Vaishnava. A Vaishnava should always avoid the association of ordinary people. Common people are very much materially attached. Especially, now here is Istri Sangi. They are commonly attached. Materially attached especially to the woman. So Vaishnava should also avoid the company of those who are not devotees of the Krishna. So two associations should be avoided. The common people, because they talk only common things, and especially those which are really too much Istri Sangi. And their topic is only about that. So these two should be avoided for the devotees for practice of devotional service. Now, to support this one statement, there are three verses quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto. Satyam Shaucham Daya Maunam Buddhir Hirhi Shri Yashakchama Samodamah Bhagaschayet Bhagascheti Yatas Sangat Yati Sankhyam Tesho Ashantesho Mureshu Khanditatmava Asadhusu Sangam Nakuryacha Chacheyasu Yoshitha Krida Mrgeshucha Natakasya Bhavena Maho Bandhaschanya Prasangata Yoshita Sangata Yatha Punsho Yathata Sangi Sangata. By associating with worldly people, one becomes devoid of truthfulness. So what is the result of a person if he associates with non-devotees? What is the result? Number one, he becomes devoid of truthfulness. It means he only speaks lie. Cleanliness, he will not be pure in his body and mind. Mercy, he will have no mercy. He becomes devoid of truthfulness, cleanliness, mercy, gravity, spiritual intelligence, shyness, austerity, fame, forgiveness, control of mind, control of senses, fortune, and all opportunities. One should not at any time associate with the coarse fool, with the coarse fool who is bereft of knowledge of self-realization and who is no more than a toy animal in the hands of a woman. Pashu. Yoshitam mrga. Pashu like it. Mrga. Mrga pashu. The illusion and bondage that occur to a man from attachment to any other object are not as complete as that resulting from association with woman or with man too much attached to woman. These verses quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam were spoken by Kapil Dev. an incarnation of Supreme Personality of Godhead to his mother. Just think, Kapil Dev is speaking to Devahuti, and he is saying about not associating with the woman. What it means actually. There is always there was a very hot topic of discussion in our own movement between the Brahmacharya Sannyasis versus Grihasthas. Always there was, Srila Prabhupada, they were discussing with Prabhupada morning walk in Calcutta, and when Prabhupada reached to the temple, there was two Matajis, they were having garland, and as soon as Prabhupada entered the garland, Prabhupada said, not for the woman like this, they are devotees. So these words are not for them. So what Prabhupada actually wanted is, what you are discussing is not, you should not discuss this within this society. These quotations are for the people who are not devotees, not for the devotees. So that is especially Prabhupada mentioned this comment on that. This is always a hard topic of discussion, even today. This is the hard discussion in a... But now, mostly only few temples are left with the bunch of brahmachari. Most of the congregation is now, 90% is mostly congregation devotees, and up till 82, 83, the 90% were only temple devotees. So this was the hot discussion at that time. So here these words should never be used for the devotee woman. This is first, we should be really at war. I remember in one temple the brahmachari used to announce ugly Mataji ki meeting. So they laughed, they used to laugh. They said ugly means English, and then Mataji ki meeting. They used to say like this, I remember them. Ugly Mataji ki meeting. So in brahmacharis, really, like, and those brahmacharis who were like that, after some time they got married. This is commonly I think, the more fanatic brahmachari, more easily, he just loses his own credit very quickly. This is very simply we have seen this. So this is very, this is, never consider this for the devotee woman. If this is for, basically things for completely worldly people. So, Kapil Dev is speaking to the Devahuti. You think it means, will Devahuti not feel offended? No. But she was there, she was a great devotee. So for devotee, this is not for devotee. So devotee should not take it for herself, or we should not think for himself. Okay. Here in Kapil Dev discusses pious and impious activities and the symptom of those who are devoid of devotional service to Krishna. Generally, people do not know about the miserable condition within the womb of mother in any species of life. Due to bad association, one gradually falls into the lower species. Association with woman is greatly stressed in this regard. When one becomes attached to the woman, or to those who are attached to the woman, one falls down into the lower species. Purushaha prakatisto hi bhunkate prakriti jan gunan karanam gunasangvasya tadat yoni janam su. Bhagavad Gita 13 chapter 22. Living entity in the material nature thus follow the way of life, enjoying the three modes of materialness. This is due to his association with the material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil among various species. According to Vedic civilization, one session with woman should be very much restricted. In spiritual life, there are four ashram: brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. The brahmachari, vanaprastha, sannyas are completely forbidden to associate with women. Only grihasthas are allowed to associate with women under certain very much restricted conditions. There is one associated with woman to propagate nice children. Other reasons for association are condemned. Purpose, one old purpose, talk is, in a Vedic society, even wife in the house, when the parents are there, used to cover the face in front of his own husband. And this custom is still prevalent in Rajasthan. Now Rasraj will tell this. Rasraj says, you know, in their house is this custom. So this whole idea, even within the house, when the elderly people are there, we have seen that this was a custom. So that's what Prabhupada quoted this in a couple of lectures. This was a Vedic civilization. That there was not even husband and wife in the house, but there was some, what is called, some protocol of a Vedic system. The only association is needed for propagation of nice children. That's what the only purpose. So Garbhadan Sanskar, there's a Sanskar. It means when the Sanskar is there, they do Sanskar, it means they are now, they are going to associate. Otherwise, they are simply living together, assisting one another in service of Krishna. That's what the whole purpose is. I mean, this is a very higher stage, which is very difficult to achieve, actually speaking. We go to the real stage, it is not easy, but that's what the standard Kapil Dev is discussing here.
Varam hutaha vaha jwala prandalantaraha vivastitihi nashauri chinta vimuktaha janat samvasa vaishvasam.
It's better to accept the misery of being encaged within the bars and surrounded by burning flames than to associate with those breaks of Krishna consciousness. Such association is very great hardship. This quotation from Katyayani Sahinta. So sometimes they say on one side is a lion and on the other side is a non-devotee. Which side you want to go? Go towards the lion, not towards the devotee. Something like that. That's what the moral of this. So it is better to accept the miseries of being encaged within the bath and surrounded by a burning flame. It means very difficult. Than to associate with those breaths of Krishna consciousness. Such association is very great hardship. Now, 92.
Ma darakshihi kshinha punyam kvachidapi bhagavat bhakti hinam manushyam.
One should not even see those who are bereft of devotional service in Krishna consciousness and who are therefore devoid of pious activities.
Eta shabda chari ara vaishnava ashram dharma akinchana hayale krishna eka sharana.
Now negative side is over. Now how can he practice devotional service when he associates with devotees? Without hesitation, one should take exclusive shelter of Krishna with full confidence, giving up bad association and even neglecting the regulated principle of the four varnas, four ashram. That is to say, one should abandon all material attachment. So this is the process of devotional service.
Etad sabha chari, all these should be given up, means bad association. Or varnashram dharma, and also the rules and regulation of varnashram dharma, which is a lower stage. Because varnashram dharma is at a bodily level. So when is actually entering on the pure devotional service, he should give up that.
Akinchan haiya, one should become completely. Akinchan means not possessing anything.
Akinchan, Srila Prabhupada translated, without any attachment for anything material. Akinchan.
Well, generally kinchan, akinchan. Nothing personal.
Krishna eka sharana, only take this shelter of Krishna.
Sarvadharma, then the quotation for this verse is Sarvadharma Antaritya Maham Ekam Sharanam Varja Aham Tom Sarpapya Mokshi Shami Masacha. We know this verse.
Bhakta Vatsala Kirtageha Samratha Vadanyaha Hena Krishna Chari Pandita Nahi Bhaje Anya.
This is very good verse. Our time is, we have few minutes. This is Bhakta Vatsala. Why we should take shelter of Krishna? We give up everything? All the relation of this world, and we take shelter of Krishna. Why? What is most important, or what is special about Krishna? This is the verse. Krishna is bhakta vatsala. He
care his devotee like the mother cow cares for his newly born calf. He cleans his devotee, he runs behind his devotee, he forgets his own comfort and he takes care of devotee. Kritagya, one qualification of Krishna is his bhakti-vatsala. Second qualification is kritagya, he is grateful. So Prabhupada, you see, Krishna will never forget even a little service we render to him, never forget. He will forget all the offenses we commit, but he will never forget any good thing we do. In Valmiki Ramayana said, Ramachandra is one guna was, and his one character was, he was never remembering faults of his devotees, but he is never forgetting anything good they have done. So, kritagya, kritagya means one who is grateful. Any little service we render to Krishna, he will never forget. Never forget. What was the kola which Sridhar giving to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Nothing, but Mahaprabhu never forgot that. And Mahaprakash Lila, he called him and to go and bring the kola which Sridhar. So Krishna is kritagya. It means, in any devotee, is rendering some service, Krishna never forgets that. Then samarpan. Oh, somebody may be kritagya, but if he is not samarth, samarth means he is competent enough, then how can he can really help? So Krishna is samarth, he is full of all abilities, he is samarth. Samarth means he is competent. So it is not that some parent may be really very thankful to devotees, but if he has no something to help, then he is not samarth, what will do? But Krishna is samarth. And then vadanaya, the another qualification of Krishna is vadanaya. Vadanaya means magnanimous. He don't say, you have given 1 rupee, so he will give you back 1 rupee. If you give, say you are offering 1 rupee, he can give you 1 billion rupees. So it's so magnanimous. What he count is, like out of 2 rupees you have given 1 to him, it means you have given 50% of yours. So he will say what he has, he will give 50% of his. So what is his 50%? All whole world. This is called magnanimous. So he counts on that scale. He says, well, Krishna, I want my daughter to marry. Or Krishna says, okay, I will marry. So when Krishna marries the daughter, he will marry from his standard, not from my standard. So he will bring the Lakshmi and he will bring the everything and he will celebrate that with his standard, not with our standard. So this is called magnanimous, means he gives himself to his devotees. Like magnanimous, you can see what he gave to the Sudama. What Sudama gave to Krishna? Some cheap rice, and what Krishna gave to Sudama was unimaginable. That's called magnanimous. He gives back something. So these are 5, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 special qualifications of Krishna. We should take shelter of Krishna because he is bhakti-vatsal, he is kritagya, he is samarth, he is vadanya. Hena Krishna chari, such a Krishna, if we leave such a Krishna, hena Krishna, like this Krishna. Such a Krishna chari, if you give, pandit nahi bhajane. If you are pandit, then you will not go and worship anybody else. If you are not pandit, then you can do that. So pandit nahi bhaja, it means those who are really learned will never leave Krishna because he is samarth, he is vadanaya, he is kritagya and he is bhaktivatsala. Lord Krishna is very kind to all his devotees, he is always very grateful and magnanimous and he possesses all abilities. A learned man does not give up Krishna to worship anyone else. An intelligent man, person gives up company of those who are attached to the woman and bereft of Krishna. One should be free from all kinds of material attachment and should take full shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna is very kind to his devotees. He is always grateful and is never forget the service of a devotee. Sometimes devotee says, when I am chanting, I am not really Krishna conscious. Radha Govind Maharaj used to say, you may not be Krishna conscious, but Krishna is devotee conscious. You may not remember Krishna, but Krishna remembers that you are chanting his name. So the Ajamil was not chanting name of Narayan, but Narayan was conscious of his name. So devotee may not be Krishna conscious, but Krishna is devotee conscious. That's most beautiful, that he never forgets. Even at the last time, moment, we are not able to remember Krishna. But still, Krishna will make some arrangement that we can remember him. He will make endeavor. We may forget, but he will not forget. He will make some arrangement at that time that we will never forget. So this is Krishna's special mercy. So Krishna, he is always grateful and never forget his service of the devotee. He is also completely opulent and all-powerful. Why then should one take shelter of demigod or leave Krishna as the shelter? If one worships the demigod and leaves Krishna, he must be considered lowest fool. Non-pandit means fool. Now there is one more verse quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 48. Kaha panditastavaha arpam sharanam samiya samiya bhaktaha priyadaritagraha suhirdah kritan kritagya sarvam darati suhirdo bhajato abhikkanam atmanam api upachya pachao nayo. My dear Lord, you are very affectionate to your devotees. You are also a truthful and grateful friend. Where is that learned man who would give you up and surrender to someone else? You fulfill all desires of your devotees, so much so that sometimes you even give yourself to them. Still, you neither increase nor decrease by such activity. This is the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam 48. Who is 48? So what is this? See the beauty of Kaviraj Goswami. He is writing something in Bengali and immediately quoting some verse from the scripture to support that. It's not that it is a personal opinion. This is the immediately he's quoting. So 10:48. 26. And who is speaking? Somebody, maybe Akrura, who is that?
The chapter is Krishna preaches his devotees.
There are three devotees he preached when he was in Mathura. He went to the Akrura. He went to the Kubja and he sent the Akrur to the, then he sent the Udhav to the Gopis and he sent the Akrur to the Hastinapur. So he was caring for the four devotees at a time. Okay, please, Krishna, please, this devotee.
Translation. What learned person would approach anyone but you for shelter when you are the affectionate, grateful and truthful well-wisher of your devotees? To those who worship you in sincere friendship, reward everything they desire, even yourself, your own self, yet you never increase or diminish.
The wordings are a little different than this translation, but so who is speaking this? How can we find out? So these are most probably it is Akur. Most Gobja cannot speak like this. Akur.
Akrura. 22 verses Akrura said.
This is Akrura. So this is another way really to look when with anything quoting comes, take a moment, go and find out. This Akrura is a Vandana devotee, so this is Vandana. He is doing Vandana to the Lord. Vidna janera hai yadi Krishna guna gyan anya tyagi bhaje Tate Udhava Paramana. Now Kaviraj Goswami is giving example. Vigya Janera Hai. Vigya Janera, experienced person. Vigyan means one who is experienced. Not Gyan, Vigyan. So not knowledge, but one who has a realized knowledge. Vigya Janera Hai Yadi Krishna Guna Gyan. If he is really self-realized, then he will have a knowledge of the qualities of Krishna. Krishna gune jnana anyatyaje, then he give everything, everybody else. Bhaje Tate Udhava Parnam, and Udham is the example of that type of devotee. Whenever an experienced person develops real knowledge of Krishna, it means Sambandha Jnana, and his transcendental qualities means Krishna's transcendental. He naturally gives up all other engagement and renders service to Lord. Udhav gives evidence concerning this. So Udhav is giving pramana of this, or Udhav himself is a pramana. So Udhav's verse is in verse 98. Aho bhakti ayam sankala kutam. So Udhav is quoting this verse. Where? On the bank of Yamuna. When he met Vidura. And he was in a trance speaking the greatness of Krishna. And how magnanimous is Krishna. So Udhav quoted this verse about Krishna's dealing with Putana. This verse is so divine and showing the qualities of Krishna that Sukhdev Goswami forgot his Brahma realization and ran behind those boys who were singing this verse to learn Bhagavatam. So, aho baki yama istankala kutam jigham seya paya yadapi asadavi te bhigatim bhatri uchitam tato anyam kam va dayalam charanam vrajema. So, Udhav is saying, oh, how wonderful it is. Putana, the sister of Bakasa, wanted to kill Krishna by smearing deadly poison on her breast and having Krishna take it. Nonetheless, Lord Krishna accepted her as his mother. And thus she attained the destination of befitting Krishna's mother. Of whom should I take shelter but Krishna, who is most merciful? So even those who try to give poison to Krishna, for Krishna never see poison, he only saw the breath. So he simply saw the good side of a putana. So why should I take shelter of somebody else?
Sharanagatera akinchenara ekahi lakshana tara madhyaha parveshayatma samarpana.
Sharanagatera akinchenara, one who has taken shelter, akinchenara, one who has no other possession, ekahi lakshana, there is one only guna or qualification. Tara madhya praveshe atma samarpana. Tara madhya, of them all, praveshe, enter atma samarpana, full surrender. There are two kinds of devotees. Those who are fully situated and free from all material desires, and those who are fully surrendered to the lowest feet of the Lord. Their qualities are one and the same. So there are, the one is Atma Samarpana, those who are completely surrendered to Krishna, and the other are Saranagatir Akinchenar, they have no possession. Their qualities are same. There are two kinds of devotees. One is those who are fully satiated and free from all material desires. And those who are fully surrendered to those feet of Krishna, their qualities are one and the same. But those who are fully surrendered to Krishna's lotus feet are qualified with another transcendental quality. And what is that another transcendental quality? Atma Samarpana, full surrender without reservation. So this is, these are the two levels of the devotees. The next verse 100 has a purpose for next time. What are the different type of devotees? There is the quotation from this is the Hari Bhakti Vilas surrender, the symptom of surrender. This is the worst symptom of the surrender. Sixth symptom of surrender for the next time. This is Hari Bhakti Vilas, I hope. Yarakshita Asti Vishwaso Gopsirke. This is, this verse is also quoted in 18th chapter. Sarvadharman, same verse is quoted there. So we are living at verse 100 for next time. Okay? So what is today's What is something from today we should focus on? Association of devotees is most important. What has to be given up, non-devotees association, as much as possible. So that doesn't mean that we give up our work and everything, but we should be really we should not be a sponge when we go out and work and take other people's qualities, but we should be like emitting our qualities and influence other people to give association rather than taking their association. Yeah. And the other part of the today's association of devotees really means to get to discuss Krishna Katha, to awaken our Krishna prema. That's the purpose of association with devotees. Something else?
Ragatmika and Raganatha.
There are the type of the devotees. What Krishna's quality? Why? What are the wonderful four words used for Krishna's quality? Somebody gave full lecture on these four qualities. Once I remember. Wonderful quality. Bhakta Vatsala, Kritagya, Samartha, and Vadanya. Four wonderful qualities of Krishna. Hare Krishna. Suchetana Charitamrita ki. The Prabhupada ki. Thank you very much.